Never ending radio show. Recovery. Recharge.
The next day, this fight against the Lord's Prayer. You don't hear about it here because, you know, the last time I understood, everybody said it jolly. We did my group, you know, a lot of places. But they say it's too Christian a prayer. It's too religious. We shouldn't use it. And it's just terrible. And people, how the hell do we ever get to say the Lord's Prayer anyway? But one of the strangest coincidences you'll ever know, I happen to have the reason in my pocket. You think this is spooky? Huh? This is a letter Bill Wilson wrote in 1959 to explain why we say the Lord's Prayer. Of course, there are always those who seem to be offended by the introduction of any prayer whatever. Also, it is somewhat complained that the Lord's Prayer is a Christian document. Nevertheless, this prayer is of such widespread use and recognition that the argument of its Christian origin seems to be a little far-fetched. It does not seem necessary to defer to the feelings of our agnostic and atheist newcomers to the extent of completely hiding our light under a bushel. However, around here, the leader of the meeting usually asks those to join him in the Lord's Prayer who feel they would care to do so. The worst that happens to the objectors is that they have to listen to it. This is doubtless a salutary exercise in tolerance at their stage of progress. But there's nothing in the Lord's Prayer. We stop there, but there's nothing in the Lord's Prayer that I can think of that's not in the 12 steps, one form or another. And these people, they're just people who can want to find things to screw up, carp about, and whine about. You hear any people tell you not to, the Lord's Prayer is too Christian? That's baloney. It's been used by everybody in the world. My home group meets in a synagogue, you know that, in Los Angeles. Some of you don't know it. Big synagogue, big Jewish synagogue. Wednesday night, 1,000 people in the meeting, all up and ready to go. Some of you have been there. Once in a while, I see the rabbi come in the back, sit in the back row, wondering, how can I get this many people in here on Friday? But if we get up and say the Lord's Prayer, he gets up and says the Lord's Prayer. It doesn't affect a rabbi, but it affects some little snot who hasn't been to a synagogue in 5 years. It hurts his feelings. Screw him. Take that off the tape, will you? I don't want people to think I'm not spiritually perfect.